Aleichem, sweet as friends. This year should be a special schuss for Ari Marnim Rasi Sheyichu, for Rabbi Yankov and Rosh Zelig, Lebracha Batslav Chama Se Yodov, Lunishas Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel, Maras Chana Basrib Gizion, Matachana Basrib Meir Zev, and Schuss Moshida Ben Peshadina. The amount that one has to drink for Kiddush is a Malo Lugmav, like the Gemara says in Psachim Kuf Zayin, Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reishayin Aleph. And this Milo Lugmav must be drunk, ideally within the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius. Milo Lugmav is a cheekful, which is a Rov Revius, as the Shulchan Aruch says. So it has to be drunk, ideally within the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius. But if one doesn't, one takes a little bit longer, he has Ketoch Kedei Achilas Pras to drink it, which could be 5 to 6 minutes, the different shiurim of what Achilas Pras is. But whatever that shiur might be, various shiurim, but the question is, let's say one is not, he's makadish alayayin, he can't drink, and he gives others to drink, do they also have to drink toch kedei achilas pras? That's going to be our shaila, and we're going to be basing our discussion on the Horus Nassan on Perak Arvi Psochim of Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. The Mechaber says in Reishayin Aleph Sifya Dalid that if the makadish didn't drink from the wine, and one of the mesubim drank from the wine, kemelo lugmav, he's yotze, and two people are not mitstaref to the melo lugmav. In other words, you can't have each guy drinking part of the melo lugmav, and then together they have melo lugmav. That doesn't work. Nevertheless, mikol mako mitzvah and a mufchar shiyatamu kulam. It's a mitzvah and a mufchar that everybody should drink some of it. Beishar medikaven shebein kulam tamu kemelo lugmav yatsu d'shtias kulam mitzdrefes likashir. And some say taka that when everybody drinks, all of their drinking together joins together for a shir. The Magen Avraham there writes in Sif Katan Lamed that Yesh Omrim, that Shtias Shnayim, that the drinking of two people can combine together to make a shir, that's Bidiyevit. However, in the El Yerabba there, in Sif Katan Lamed, he writes that we can be Somich on the Yesh Omrim. So writes the Shibol Lekit in the name of the Gaonim. It's Mashma Fil Lichatchila Mutter, the Lokam Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Gimel writes that a lot of Achronim agree that Bidiyeved, even Shtias Kol HaMesubim, can join together for the Melo Lugmav. Now, in a case where the Mekadesh can't drink Melo Lugmav, Bevadai, that's a gather of Bidiyeved. That's like after the fact. He can't do it. Like the Poskim say, that Davrashi Efshir, something that can't be done, that's considered Bidiyeved. That's considered like after the fact. Bidiyeved means Bidiyavad, when he already did it. So here it's beforehand. But if he can't drink, that is the same status as Bidiyeved. And therefore, other people can drink, and their drinking will be mitzdarif to a shir of Melo Lugmav. And we see Tosas in Psachim and Daf Lamed Amad Aleph. The same Yisod, that if it's Eafshir, it's considered Bidiyeved. So to the Trumas Hadeshin, Chelik Beisim, and Kuf Tzami Tzadi Zayin, that called over Sheish Torach, Letakein, if it's a Tircha to fix, it's considered Kamo B'dieved. Look in the Kilas Yaakov, not of the stipler, but the different Kilas Yaakov. I don't know who the author was. Lashon Chacham Emos Kofayin Hei, Sefer Ein Aroam Emos Dalet and Erech B'dieved, what they bring about this. Also in the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer Simon Samach Beisiv Katan Dalid, that Dabar Shiev Shirel B'Tarech Gadol is considered B'Dieved, and therefore, B'Vadai, somebody who can't drink, is Yotze with the drinking of the other people. Now in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos in Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Katan Lamites, he writes that this Shir of Kamalo Lugmav requires that you shouldn't wait from the beginning of the Shtiyah until Sof Shtiyah Kadei Shtiyah Revius Ulefachos Kadei Achilas Pras. Like it says in Sof Simon Tav Reish Yud Beis, Ad Kan Dvarav. So, ideally, Toch Kedei Shtiyas Revius, and at least, Achilas Pras, the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius, which is pretty quick, and then, if not, then 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever Achilas Pras is. The Mishnah Berurah adds, based on this, in Sif Kot 9 Gimel, that in a case where a person's Yotzi Adei Shtiyas Kol HaMesubim, then you can't wait, there can't be a shihia, a waiting, through the all of their drinking together, yoser michde achilas pras, because it's pashut, that it's no different than if he'd be drinking himself. Just like if he'd be drinking himself, the shear is kedei achilas pras. So too, when other people are drinking the shear, it's kedei achilas pras. However, it's not so pashit what the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Tosefos Shabbos says that you have to drink toch kedei achilas pras. According to the shitas that hold that the drinking of two people doesn't join together, that's the shita of the Rosh and Pesachim Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, who writes that we require a shtia kam lo lugmav because it's not considered hanah if it's less than malo lugmav, like the Tosefos Shabbos brings over there. And according to that shita that holds that shtia shtaim ena mitzdarefes, because we require shtia kamalo lugmav, because otherwise it's not considered hanah if it's less than malo lugmav. According to that, the Tosefos Shabbos writes that it has to be betoch kdei achilas pras. It has to be a drinking in this short period of time, because that's the proper hanah, like all shiurei achila and shtia, that you have to eat and drink it toch kdei shiurim. Otherwise, there's no tseiruf, there's no combining for the shir. And here also, there's no hanah, proper hanah, unless you're shosim alo lugmav pochdoch de achilas pras. But according to those shitas who hold that the shtiyah of two people is mitzdarev, according to them, the reason we require the drinking is not al tana, but rather kadei lachlo kavod lekol shel chova. They don't have this reason of hana, but rather that it shouldn't be a gnai for the coast. And so appears from Rashi in Erevim B'siyata Dishmaya. We had four shiurim where we discussed this Rashi at length. Rashi says, "Gnai hu lekot." Well, not in all the shiurim, but it was built on that Rashi. "Gnai hu lekot shel brachas lo yonah demimenu la'alter shetei brachas ayayin debari pri agofen shelo letzarech umechitam le'achrini shapir dami." So it's a gnai if you don't get hanah right away, but if somebody else drinks, that's also fine. So it's mitin gnai lekos. This is discussed at great length in the Achronim. Look in the Ksav Sofer and Arachaim Choftes, and the Maram Shik, and Arachaim Shin Yotes, and the Chacham Tzvi, and Simon Kuf Samaches, Veld, Veld. But in kind of Mokom Laharich now, but Latamze, according to this reason, that it's Midin Genai Lakos, you don't have to drink all the Mesubim, don't have to drink the Kos, Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Because anyway, the drinking of two people is not considered like one person drank. Not, no, you can't say that they're hanah is mitzdarif. He's getting a chatzi shir hanah, and he's getting a chatzi shir hanah. It's mitzdarif. No, it's not the vort. There's no. We never find dine achila v'shtia that two people eating and drinking their shir is mitzdarif together. Even a husband and wife ishto kagufa. That's a very nice idea. It might even have nafkaminas lahalacha, but it's certainly not for this. You have to eat your husband has to eat his shir, the wife has to eat her shir, and they should eat. Bon appetit, as they say in Spanish. I used to go to a hotel. I remember going to a hotel. I think it was by the Dead Sea. We had these little placemats with "Bete Avon," hearty appetite, "Bon Appetit," in all different languages. Anyway, everybody should eat with a good appetite and with good health. So that the vort here is not that they're eating and drinking as mitzdarev to hana, his half shirana and his half shirana as mitzdarev to hana. You don't need seiruf. All you need here is that it shouldn't be a gnai lekos. It shouldn't be an insult to the koshel bracha that you're not drinking from it a shir. So therefore, he drinks a little bit and he drinks a little bit. There's no more of a gnai lekoshel bracha. That's enough for us. What do you need? What does it need to be within a certain amount of time? A certain amount of time is just to create the requisite hana. But here, therefore, you're not drinking it for hana. You're just drinking it that it's not a gnai lekos. So drink it to take as long as you want it. It doesn't have to be toch kedei shir. Chilas pras. According to this shita, it's not a chiv on the gavra to drink. The ikar is that the kos should be drunk, and memela there's no din of tseiruf, and it doesn't have to be. The toch kedei achilas pras makes it a tseiruf. Here you don't need a tseiruf, so therefore, not like the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem you could drink it as long as you want. If one person drinks, then if he's drinking like those, according to those Rishonim, that you're doing it for hana, then it has to be within the shir. But if two people are drinking, then it doesn't have to be within the required shir. So according to what we're saying, if when the Makadesh can't drink, and he's Yotzei de Shtiyas HaMesubim Kamal Lugmav, even if it takes more than a Chilas Pras, they're Yotzei, and the Sefer Afike Yam in Chelek Beis and Simen Beis was already Masig on the Mishnah Berurah Ein Shem. What about Shtias HaTinokos? Magen Avram in Tafresh Chof Aleph brings from the Ravan in Erevin, Mem Amud Beis, that when you do a circumcision, you do Bris Milah on Yom Kippur, and you make a bracha on the kos, you let the little baby drink. You put a little bit of wine in the baby's mouth. Because the whole reason that you're tasting from the kos is Mishum Gnai, you shouldn't say that the bracha shelo l'tzarech, like Rashi says in Erevin. Therefore, it's enough to give the tinok. Das Haran B'tshuvan Simen Nun Beis writes B'Shem HaRashba that it's a bracha levatola to give it to the to Azat Tinokotin. L'choyre Yesh Lomar that Ad Kan Lo Amar HaRavan. When did the Ravan say that it's enough to give it, it's sufficient to give it to a baby? That's only by a Mila. Since the whole Iker Bracha is coming from Mitzvah Mila that you're Mekayim with this baby, therefore when you give the baby to drink, it's not a Gnai or a bracha levatola. Like the Ran brings this svara. Quoting the Ran, Vein l'sapik v'loimar d'tinak zeh kevin she'gia l'chiyuv mitzvah zu harayu k'katan she'gia l'chinuch sh'ray adover bar she'en l'chiyuv mitzvah l'tinak b'oso k'atan el avuo b'edin hu d'mechayiv l'mimalei. So the Ran is sholel, the Ran negates the svara, and he says that you can't say that a tinok is considered like he's higil l'chiyuv mitzvah because it's taka his mitzvah. Says the Ran, it's not his mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. It's the Beis Din's mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah b'chlal. Ain't they old babies even kind mitzvahs? However, b'das haravan, we can say that he taka holds like this, that it's considered that the cotton is it's his mitzvah, even though the Av and the, or the Beis Din has to do. Nevertheless, it's mitzvah atinok fames chakira. Is it the baby's mitzvah that the father is doing for him, or is it really the father's mitzvah? Lashon of the Mishnah is kol mitzvahs haben al ha'av. One of them is mila. So it's a mitzvah of the son that the father has to do. So memela, let him drink. So it's enough if he drinks. But by kiddush and other mitzvahs, where the tinok has no shaychus to this mitzvah, it could very well be that the ravan could be mode, could agree that we require dafka a tinok shehigia lechinuch, like the Ran holds. However, if you look in the Ravan there, you'll see that he doesn't hold this way. It's muchach from what the Ravan writes that any time a katan is fine, shelo yigi lechinuch, and not only because he's included in this mitzvah. He says it's there's going to be no asila misrach. He's a tino katan shelo yigi lechinuch. So it doesn't matter as long as it's fine, even if it's not the baby himself. He says if it's katan shelo yigia lechinuch, he's not going to come and drink when he gets older. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's that the baby is shayach to this mitzvah. So our svar sounded like a good svar, but the Ravan doesn't hold of it. The Meiri and the Ritva and Erevin and Memon Beis writes that when a tinok shlo yigia lechinuch drinks, it's a bracha levatola. Again, not like the Ravan. The Meiri brings it as a machlokas Rishonim. And Ledina, therefore, we should definitely be choshish for those Rishonim who hold, like the Ran and others, that it has to be dafka a tinok shehigia lechinuch who does the drinking. Now, from what the Ran writes in the Tshuva that the Mila, the Chiyuv is not mitzad atinok, and therefore when the Tinok drinks shelo yigia lechinuch, it's no good. So it's a little, you know, he's a little baby. Yigia lechinuch is usually 6-7 years old. So it's mashma from the Ran that if the cotton he says the mila, the chiyuv isn't mitzad atinok, and therefore it's no good when the tinok shelo yigia lechinuch drinks. But if it's a katan shekein yigia lechinuch, then it'd be a chiyuv mitzad a katan. Here he's lo yigia lechinuch, merely he has no chiyuv. But if he would be magia lechinuch, then there would be a chiyuv. And that's kedas harishonim ain tosis brachas divor maschilat sheyochal brachas memches amid beis that a katan yigia lechinuch. There's a chiyuv on the katan himself, midrabbanan, not like Rashi, who writes that the chiyuv is not on the katan, the chiyuv is on its father. Famous machlokas is shown. There's a lot of discussion about machlokas. Is the chiyuv on the katan himself, or is the chiyuv on the father to educate the katan? But it would appear that even if we say kedas Rashi, that katan shegiya lechinuch, the chiyuv isn't on the katan, but rather on its father, but we can still say that it still has to be the shtias kos has to be a katan shegiya lechinuch, because since al kopanim yegiya lechinuch and there's a chova for the father to be mechanichim, the male is no bracha levatala, because you have to make the bracha in order to be mechanich the ben shegiya lechinuch, and it's also not a gnai lekos because the katan yegiya lechinuch. And like we said, ledina, it should be, if you're giving it out to not to the mekadesh to drink to someone else, it should be a katan shehigia lechinuch. So we would like to continue this discussion, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, I am hoping that we will do so in a future shir. In the meantime, we learned the number of halachas. It was enlightening. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.